Celebrate the Lord of Lords. Give him glory. Give him praise. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you, church. You can have your seats. I want to welcome every one of us joining us, both online and physically present here, into the presence of the Lord. Welcome to Bethel Experience. Welcome to the presence of the Lord. Welcome to a new season. Welcome to your season of divine, not just lifting. The God of heaven that has lifted you will cause you to arise. Amen. And to begin to shine. Amen. It will cause you to arise. Amen. And to be celebrated. Amen. To arise. Amen. And to be healed. Amen. To arise. Amen. And to be delivered. Amen. To arise. Amen. And to be honored. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It's good to see each and every one of us again this morning. And I'm excited about what God has in store for us in the second half of this year. And before we proceed, there's a word of the Lord for some people. Amen. And the Lord said, that he has already released his peace into your life.
Amen.
He said, they have spoken the word of peace into your situation and into your circumstances. And he says, I will give you an answer of peace. An answer of peace.
Amen.
Whatever you see now, the storm, the Lord said he is going to calm the storm because he has given you an answer of peace. The Lord also said to someone, I have decree and command divine rest into your life, and that every siege over your destiny, every siege over your marriage, every siege over your home, they are destroyed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord said the siege is over. And it's time for you to begin to rejoice. It's time for you to begin to make progress. Because that which has kept you, that which has prevented you, that has limited you from moving forward, the Lord said the siege is over. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 60. We're going to the word of the Lord. Arise, shine. And that's what we're going to be talking about today before we take our Thanksgiving. Arise, shine. Isaiah chapter 60. We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 3. And I want someone to pay attention because God as a specific word for you in today's message. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. Upon who?
Upon
who?
Upon me.
Verse 2. He said, for behold, the darkness shall cover who? The earth. And gross darkness, who?
The people.
Which people? You are not part of them. He said, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness shall cover the people. He said, but the Lord shall arise upon who? Upon you. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. Verse 3. And who will come to the brightness, to your light? Who? The Gentiles shall come to thy lights. And kings to the brightness of thy rising. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Beloved, once again, I want to welcome you to the second half of 2021. I'm welcoming some of us back to church after, you know, some, I wouldn't call it lengthy absence, because we have been connecting virtually. And I know that the God of heaven, the one who has given us a sure word of prophecy that the siege over the land is over.
Amen.
There is no more lockdown.
Amen.
There is no more rollback.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Welcome to your year of excellence. And in this month of July, the Lord is saying it's time for you to arise. Now, what does it mean to arise? During the video, we talked about this. And I told us that it is a command. A commandment from who? From God. It is a command and it's also a call to action. You want someone to arise. You want someone to do something. You are telling them, arise. It's a command. It's also a call to action. The word arise, we always precede the action or the event of what God wants to do, of what he wants to accomplish in your life. In this case, the Lord is saying to someone, arise and do shine. Praise God. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. Arise, be healed. Arise, possess your possession. Arise, fulfill your destiny. Arise, conquer and be victorious. Arise, return to God. It's a call to action. And when that call from the Lord comes, beloved, I want you to be ready. But for us this month, the call has already been released. Praise God. I want to say this. You cannot arise to shine or to fulfill the purpose of God if you are in bondage. We all know the story of the children of Israel. God had to break the yoke of slavery, the yoke of Pharaoh over their life for them to arise and to possess the land of Canaan. I pray once again for someone that every yoke over your life that is preventing you from moving forward, every yoke over your life that is preventing you from rising and shining, they are destroyed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every siege of the enemy over your destiny, they are terminated in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What does it mean to arise? What does it mean to arise? We're going to look at the word arise and we'll look at the acronym. Arise. The letter A means you must activate your faith in God. Do what? Activate your faith in who? In God. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. I'm sure it's a popular scripture. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You want to arise, you must activate your faith in God. You must have faith in your God. Look at verse 6. But without faith, it is what? It is impossible to please God. Without faith, you may not be able to arise. Without faith, you may not be able to possess your possession. Tell your neighbor, you must have faith in God. You must have faith in who?
In
who?
In God.
Mark chapter 5. There's a story there that I want us to read from verse 27. Mark chapter 5 from verse 27. There's the story of this woman with the issue of blood. If you read the story before, the scripture talks about the fact that she has spent all she had, all her investment, all her life savings on doctors, trying all that she could, humanly speaking. But she had faith in God that if I can only meet this Jesus. And the Bible says she heard that Jesus was going to pass by. She came in between the press. Her faith was resolute, determined. All I need to do is what? Touch the hem of his garment. I want someone to stir up their faith. Because it is time for you to arise. You cannot remain in the same position. We're just starting the journey of the second half of this year. I want you to forget about all the things that happened in the first half. I want you to forget about all the successes. Because you have not seen anything yet. Look at verse 28. She came in the press and made up her mind. I just need to touch the hem of his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Faith is the substance of things that you are hoping for, even though you have not seen it. And the faith that Christ is asking from us, he says, it's only just like a mustard seed. I want to encourage us, church, this morning. As we go in the journey of the second half of the year, forget about all the stories of what has happened. There is pandemic, there is economic issue, there is coronavirus, there are job losses, and there are things like that. Forget about all that. Have faith that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will break through. I will break forth. I will be victorious. I will conquer. I will ascend to my high places. Have faith. Activate your faith in God. Let's move on. The letter R. You need to resist the enemy. You need to resist that situation, that circumstances that has kept you down, that has kept you from rising. Praise God. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7. When you resist, it's not something that you wish. It's not something that you just imagine or thought. The Bible says, when you submit yourself to God, what must you do to the devil? Resist him. Do you know that there are so many people that are not rising and shining because they are used to that situation? They are used to that circumstances. They are used to whatever it is that they are going through. The Bible says you must resist the devil. That is when he will flee from you. If you don't resist, whatever you permit, whatever you allow to continue, will dominate you. Resist that situation. Resist that circumstances. 1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 8. To resist requires action from you. 1 Peter chapter 5. You must resist. The Bible says be sober, be vigilant. Why? He said because your adversary, your enemy, the devil, as who? As a roaring lion. It's not a lion. Only Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. The devil is only a pretender. As a roaring lion, he's walking about, seeking whom he may what? He may what? Only if you permit him. Only if you allow him. And that's why you must resist the devil. Resist that situation. I cannot continue in this state. Look at verse 9. The devil is roaring, looking for who to destroy. But the Bible says you must resist him. How? Steadfast in the faith. I don't know what report you have been given and you are okay with it. I don't know what sickness. There are some people that will keep telling you that this sickness, this particular ailment, runs in their family and they are okay with it. No, it's time for you to arise. It's time for you to resist that situation, that circumstances. Because it's time for you to shine. It's time for you to make progress. It's time for you to move forward. It's time for you to be on top, to dominate, to excel. Activate your faith in God. Resist the enemy. Resist that circumstances, that situation. Let's move on. You need to ingest the word of God. Ingest. What does it mean to ingest something? To take in. You need to feed yourself with the word. You need to eat the word. You need to swallow the word. Praise God. What word of the Lord have you received at the beginning of this year? But what circumstances and situation are you looking at that has caused you to forget the word of the Lord? The man of God called Jonah. Jonah chapter 1 from verse 1. Jonah chapter 1 from verse 1. The Bible says, now the word of the Lord came unto whom? Unto Jonah, the son of Amittai. Which word of the Lord have you received? Which word of the Lord have you received? Is it the word of progress? Is it the word of healing? Is it the word of divine establishment? You must take in that word, because the word of God is forever settled. Where? In heaven. His word cannot fail. His word will not come back to him void by two immutable things, in which it's impossible for our God to lie. The word that you have received, ingest it. Take it in. Let that word, let it motivate you to believe in what God has said. The book of 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 8. 1 Kings chapter 17. Another man of God here, Elijah, received the word from the Lord. The word of the Lord came to him saying, verse 9, go, arise, go to Zarephath, which belonged to Sidon, and do what? And dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to do what? To sustain you. The word of the Lord. I mean, I don't know which word of the Lord you have received that sounds ridiculous, that sounds impossible. The same widow here that we're talking about, I'm sure we all know her story. She did not have anything. In fact, she was preparing the last meal for herself and her son to eat. And they would do what? And a man of God showed up and said, I have the word of the Lord that you are going to feed me. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord may not make sense to you, but Jesus' mother was very wise. He told them at that wedding in Cana of Galilee, whatsoever he asks you to do, just do it. Don't ask questions. Beloved, when you receive the word, you must not joke with it. Do you know that if this man of God did not receive the word and take step about that word, what do you think will happen to this woman? She will have ate her last meal with her son and what? Destinies are tied to your greatness, to your own obedience, to your own faithfulness to the word of God. You cannot afford to take with levity the word of the Lord. Arise. Activate your faith in God. Resist the enemy. Resist that situation. Resist that circumstances. They are not of God. Ingest the word of God. Take, soak yourself in the word. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom. S. When you take in the word, you now need to stand in obedience. Do what? Tell your neighbor, stand in obedience. The word of the Lord to this man of God, Elijah, may not make sense, but the man obeyed. I always go back to the first king of Israel, Saul. When he was appointed to lead the people of God, the first assignment, go and destroy the Amalekites. Rather for him to obey the word of God, he said, the people ask me, let's take the best of the best for ourselves and we'll keep some for God. He disobeyed the word of the Lord. And his kingdom was taken away. Even though he was still on the throne, God appointed the replacement. And that's why this man saw never, throughout his reign, there was no shining. But the man David, who was prepared in the backside of the desert, I'm sure we know him very well, despite all his shortcomings, the scripture still refers to him as the greatest king of Israel, the sweet psalmist. Saul did not receive mercy. God said, as I took away my mercy from the house of Saul, I'm not going to take it away from David. The difference, standing in obedience to his word. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to that Mark chapter 5, that story of that woman from verse 27. Mark chapter 5. The woman said, when she heard Jesus was coming, in the press, she came in behind. She had already made up her mind that I am going to touch the hem of his garment. And in verse 28, you see, when you are saying something in your heart, based on the word of God, everyone will make a way. Now, we are talking of crowd. Men who are strong with their family, everybody is jostling. Now, do you know the issue, the problem of this woman? Issue of blood, correct? It is not easy for her to maneuver herself within the crowd without being spotted that something is wrong with you. But because of the fact that she was ready to take steps to fulfillment, if I can just touch the air, and God made the way. Beloved, I'm here to tell you, when your back is against the wall and you think it's all over, it will always make a way. Amen. I said, God, we always make a way. But you must be ready to stand in obedience. For she said within herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And what happened? Immediately, she received her healing. Arise. You must be ready to stand in obedience to the word. The E, activate your faith in God, resist the enemy, resist that situation, ingest the word of God, stand in obedience, and that's when you will emerge. Hallelujah. That's when you will come out victorious. That's when you will come out in victory. That's when you will come out to be celebrated. To emerge means to come out of old into new. To come out from that state of sickness into wholeness. It's time for you to emerge. Tell your neighbor, it's time for you to emerge. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. Let's look at verse 7. The dry bone. See, when you look at the A part here, still talking about what? Ezekiel received the word from the Lord. And he only obeyed that word. He said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was what? A noise. Behold, a shaking. Bones came together. Bone to his bone. Verse 8. Bone located themselves. And when I beheld, lo, sinews and flesh came upon them, and the skins covered them, but there was no breath in them. Verse 9. Even though there was no breath in them, he did something earlier. He said, then he said to me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this land, that they may live. And what happened in verse 10? Hallelujah. So I prophesy as he commanded me. What has God commanded you to do? You want to arise. Beloved, it's time for you to emerge from the shadow. It's time for you to emerge from that shadow of sickness, from that shadow of ailment, from that shadow of circumstances and situations that has kept you in the background. I prophesy as he commanded me. Breath came into them and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Tell your neighbor, it's time to arise. It's time for you to wake up your destiny. It's time for you to wake up your glory. It's time for you to wake up your greatness. Praise the Lord. In the book of Luke chapter 5, verse 25. Luke chapter 5, verse 25. The story there is a very, very simple one. This man was sick. And he was there a long time. And Jesus told him, it's time for you to emerge out of the shadow. And he released his word. The Bible says immediately this man rose up. He came out from that state of hopelessness, from that state of sickness. You are coming out. Amen. Oh, I speak by the word of the Lord to someone. You are coming out. Amen. You are coming out. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Who can arise? Who can arise? Everyone. Isaiah 60, verse 1. He says, arise. How many people? Everyone. Arise. It is everyone that has received the commandment to rise. And so, you don't have excuse. Tell your neighbor again, you don't have excuse not to rise and begin to shine. Who can arise? The sinner. You think, yes, I'm a sinner. I can tell you, you can arise. If you look at the book of Luke 15, verse 18. Luke chapter 15, verse 18. The guy that we always call the prodigal son. He knows his rights. Just like every child of God. But he placed a demand on heaven for his rights. And what we are still waiting for the sweet by and by. He placed a demand, even though he wasted it. But he knew his right, and he requested for his right. And when he messed up, he says, I will arise and go to my father. The sinner, it's time for you to arise and go back to the father. Who can arise? Everyone. The sinner. Who can arise? And the sinner. The sick as well. The sick. In that Luke that we read, Luke chapter 5, let's start from verse 23. Luke chapter 5, from verse 23. You see, the story of this particular person when Jesus saw this man, he told him, your sins are forgiven. Because he knew the root cause. And though the Pharisees and the Sadducees has their own theory, he said, well, whether it is easy to say your sin be forgiven thee, or to say rise up and walk, it doesn't matter. In verse 24, he was very specific. He said, but that you may know that the Son of Man had power on earth to forgive sin. The root cause is the issue of sin. So that you may know that the Son of Man had power, your sins are forgiven. And he now said to the one that was sick, I say unto thee, arise, take up your bed and go. The sick. If you are sick in your body, there are some destinies, some health, some career, some homes and marriages that are sick. I decree, arise. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Who can arise? The oppressed. The afflicted. Those who are stuck in a spot that cannot make progress. It's time for you to arise. In the book of John, chapter 5 from verse 8. John chapter 5 from verse 8. This is the story of another man who has been stuck in a particular position for 38 years. He has been oppressed by this infirmity, by this sickness. Who can arise? The oppressed, the afflicted, those who are stuck. He was stuck in that position, waiting for the pool of water to be stirred. And when that water is stirred, before he can put himself together, someone else has gone ahead. And Jesus looked at him. He knew he has been in that position for so long. He said to him, he said, son, do you want to be made whole? The man was giving excuses. I have no man to push me. I have no man to help me. Yes, I know. You may not have any man, but you have God. I want you to activate your faith in that God. And Jesus said to him, rise up, take up thy bed and walk. And look at verse 9. Immediately, the man was made whole. And he took his bed. Who can arise? The sick, the oppressed, the afflicted, those who are stuck in the spots. I don't know what has kept your progress in one spot. You find out that you are not making progress in life. I decree in the name of Jesus, arise and begin to make progress. Who can arise? Who can arise? The sleeping and the dead. There are so many destinies that have died spiritually and even physically. There are so many destinies that are dead. The story of Jairus' daughter In the book of Mark chapter 5, Mark chapter 5 from verse 22. Mark chapter 5 verse 22 and 23. The man talks about this man, Jairus. One of the rulers of the synagogue. He came to Jesus. He fell at his feet. Verse 23. And he said something. Master, my little daughter is at the point of death. At that time, the daughter was at the point of death. Not dead yet. Said, I pray, come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she shall live. Praise God. And she shall what? Great faith. He applied his faith. Go down to verse 35. While Jesus was going, that was when the woman with the issue of blood got her own miracle. And so there was some sort of, you know, miracles happening along the way. But to this man, it was more like a delay. And in verse 35, while he was still, before Jesus got there, there now came news from his house. He said, don't worry the master. Your daughter is no more at the point of death. She's dead. She's really dead. So don't trouble the master anymore. Who can arise? Those who are sleeping and those who are dead. But look at what Jesus told them. Go down to verse 39. Look at what Jesus told them. I don't know what you are looking at that is causing you to be afraid. And you think there is no hope. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. And when Jesus came in, he said unto them, why are you making all this noise? He said, the girl, the damsel is not there, but she's what? Hallelujah. She is only sleeping. She's not there. Some people are looking at death. Jesus is saying, no, she's only sleeping. But they could not understand. And they laugh him to scorn. But what did he do? He put them out. Everyone who has been laughing you to scorn, looking at your situation and mocking you that this is dead, this is really dead, there is no hope. What are you going to tell them from today? Just like in Ezekiel, you are going to prophesy and life will come upon whatever has become dead in your life. He put them out. Jesus drove them out. He says, this one, don't contaminate my faith. Verse 41. When Jesus put them out, he looked at the damsel and he said unto her, Talitha kumi. Which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Beloved, it's time for you to arise. It's time for you to arise. Activate your faith. Resist that situation. Take in, ingest the word of God. You need to stand in obedience to that word. And you are going to come out. You are going to emerge victorious in the name of Jesus. Let me conclude this morning. And we're going to take a word of prayer. God wants every one of us to arise, to shine, to be victorious, to move forward, to make progress. Amen. If you have not given your life to Christ, your own, it's just like that prodigal son. You need to arise and come back to the Father. But for as many of us that have given our life to Christ, it's time for you to emerge. It's time for you to come out from the shadow. Action word, arise and do what? Shine. Arise, be healed. Arise, be delivered. Arise, be victorious. Arise, begin to live to fulfill your purpose. Let's rise up. Thank you, Father Lord. You're going to take a word of prayer. You're going to take a word of prayer. In that Ezekiel chapter 37. Hallelujah. Verse 7. So I prophesy as I was commanded. I want you to begin to prophesy. What are those things in your life that you want to arise? Is it your health? Is it your finances? Is it the life of your children? Is it situation and circumstances in your home? I want you to prophesy. You have received a commandment from the Lord to prophesy life to every form of deadness. It's time for you to arise to shine. It's time for you to arise in your career, in your studies. It's time for you to arise. You are the head and not the tail. You must be on top and never beneath. Prophesy. As I proceed in the journey of the second half of this year, I will arise. I will be victorious. I will fulfill the purpose of heaven. I will fulfill the commandment of heaven. I will fulfill my ministry. I will arise. And I will be healed. I will be delivered. I will arise. And I will make progress. It does not matter what I see now. I'm coming out. I'm coming out from obscurity into limelight. Arise. Do you know why you have to arise? He said, because your light has come. It is the glory of the Lord that is already upon you. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, in Jesus' name, I want to thank you for your word this morning. And as we embark in the journey of this second half of this year, Lord, you have sent your word to us. I'm praying that for that person waiting, for that answer of peace, visit them. Visit them with that answer of peace in the name of Jesus. Every siege keeping you back, holding you back from rising, from shining, they are destroyed. They are destroyed in the name of Jesus. As you go in the journey of the second half of this year, I decree, as you arise in your career, you will make progress. As you arise in your family life, you will make progress. As you arise in your ministry, you will make progress. As you arise in your business, you will make progress. In the name of Jesus. Everything that you lay your hand upon in this second half will prosper. Thank you, Father Lord. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name, we are praying.